Hello, this is Pastor Cal Hampton. I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our Second Mile podcast. It is my prayer that the Spirit of God might just enliven your spirit so that you might get a word from heaven today. And as always, you have an invite to come and worship with us down here at Second Mile Church on 804 Riverside Drive in Clarksville. May the Lord bless you. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you for such a wonderful day. We thank you. Today, we especially recognize our mothers and how much they mean to us and how much they've done for us and still continue to do and always will do. We love our mothers. We thank you for our mothers. And we especially honor them today. And we ask that you turn our hearts to the Word and open our hearts that we can be transformed by the preaching and teaching of God's Word. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody said,
Amen. Amen.
All right, good morning. It's good to be in the house of the Lord today, amen? Yeah. Give God some praise today. All right, now let's give God some praise today, all right? Hallelujah. There we go. He deserves it. Thank you, Jesus. Mother's Day. 2024. I can't believe it's already here, but it is. And Mother's Day is a wonderful day for a lot of folks. It's a tough day for a lot of folks. I don't want to go too long about that because I'll get all emotional, but I'm missing my mom today. But I still have the mother of my children here today, so that's a good thing. And Mother's Day is very special. Amen. And I believe there's probably someone in your life who's made a huge impact and influence on you throughout your whole life. And probably that is your mama. Now, that's something we've all got in common. We've all got a mama. Hello?
Yeah.
We've all got a mother. And so we want to give praise. You, you may feel a little bit like that little boy who was bragging on his mama. Don't you love to hear kids bragging on their mama?
Yeah.
And this little boy was about 9 years old, and he walked up to his mom one day, and he said, Mom, I've been bragging on you, and when I'm old enough, I'm going to buy you an electric can opener, an electric stove, an electric toaster, and an electric chair. All kidding aside, mothers are a great blessing from the Lord. They once asked Abraham Lincoln, what's the greatest book you ever read? And you know what Abraham said? My mama. Hallelujah. Let's all rise for the reading of God's word. We're going to be in Luke chapter 1. And I want to start there at verse 39, if I can, Adam. And we'll roll down through verse 45. Luke chapter 1. Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, listen to this, lean in, watch this, was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she spoke out with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Diana, ask God to bless the word, would you?
Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this beautiful day, and I just want to thank you for my mother and my grandmother and all the other precious ladies that have mothered on me and mentored me. And I just ask your blessing on this service tonight. I pray for the whole and the one on my husband. And us and just help us to walk in the ways that we just
Amen. Please be seated. I think ladies, women today are probably underappreciated. Ooh, me. Whatever, right, Dad? You never know what Pam's going to say. There you go. I want you to think about women today. There's so much expected of them. They're supposed to be these traditional wives and mothers. That puts pressure on them. And then women are expected today to be career women who work outside the home. And by the way, that adds a plate of responsibilities to a woman's work, because those responsibilities at home don't go away, right? And I think a lot of women today feel a lot of stress. They're expected to be, I hope y'all won't get offended, but women are expected to be sexy and seductive for their partners. And by the way, your partner ought to be your spouse. Hallelujah. And so women, I think, have all this pressure and stress on them today. And for the vast majority of ladies, I think a lot of the ladies feel underappreciated. Girls, let me just tell you something. You may not get any honors down here, but the Lord Jesus is going to be handing out the honors up there. And so you just stay faithful. Now, this morning, I want us to follow the example of a spirit-filled woman. Because a spirit-filled woman can make a huge difference in her family. How many of you, and I know I sometimes, how many of y'all have seen the movie The Unsung Hero? Well, again, y'all need to get out more. I don't usually go to movies, but I heard so much about this Christian movie, The Unsung Hero. You need to go see it. You need to spend a little money, and it's quite a little money to go to the movies these days, but you need to go see it. It's fantastic. But I want to submit to you today that an unsung hero is a spirit-filled woman. An unsung hero is a spirit. Now, we're looking at a lady by the name of Elizabeth. And by the way, Elizabeth, the Bible says, is filled by the Spirit of God. And guess what? Her husband was filled by the Spirit of God. And her young son, John the Baptist, was filled by the Spirit of God. You see, it's a blessing when everybody in the family, in the house, is filled by the Spirit of Almighty God. A strong family is a spirit-filled family. And so, guys, there's some stuff here for y'all this morning as well, okay? Now, let's get into the meat of the message. An unsung hero is a spirit-filled woman. Now, here's the first truth that I was able to glean from Luke chapter 1 about a spirit-filled woman. A spirit-filled woman has the blessing of salvation. Look at verses 5 and 6. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. Now, watch this. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both, here it is, righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord. And here's the second word I want you to focus on, blameless. A spirit-filled woman has the blessing of salvation. You see, you can't be spirit-filled until you're spirit-born. And the Bible describes Elizabeth as a spirit-filled woman who was both righteous and blameless. Now, she didn't get her salvation because she was righteous. By the way, when God looks at us and sees righteousness, He's looking at His righteousness, not ours. And so she was clothed in the righteousness of God Almighty. And when you are born of the Spirit and the Spirit comes to live and take up residence in your life, from time to time, you do what's righteous. Every now and then we'll slip and fall, right? But overall, when God sees you and He looks at you, He sees you as being clothed in His righteousness. You see, girls, listen to me. Guys, listen to me. What everybody in the family needs is a salvation experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to be saved. Jesus said, you must be born again. I don't know if this has happened to any of you all, but every now and then I'll put on a sweater or a button-down shirt, and I'll start buttoning, and I get down to the bottom, and there's an extra buttonhole. Did y'all get that over here? All right. And when that happens, I didn't get the button on the top right. But if you get the button on the top right, everything else falls into place. Hello! And if you get Jesus where He needs to be, as the King of your life, as the King of your heart, and you place Him on the throne of your life, and He's your Lord and Savior, everything else will fall into line. Now, it's not that you're going to have a perfect life. You're going to have trouble. But hallelujah, if you've got Jesus, all those troubles are smoother. Yeah. Anybody with me today? All right. And so, righteous. She's righteous. She's been born of the Spirit, and she's been given the Spirit. And she's filled on a regular basis by the Spirit of Almighty God. Secondly, the Bible says she's blameless. Did you see that there? Now, what does that mean? Does that mean she was sinless? No. She's not sinless. But she had a heart that was pure. She wanted to please God. She was obedient. She wanted to please God. And friend, if you are born of the Spirit, you're filled by His Spirit, you have it deep down in your spirit to want to put a smile on God's face. That's the way it works. I'm so thankful that I've had Spirit-filled women in my life that pointed me to Jesus. I knew they had a walk with Jesus. I knew that they had a love for Jesus. And they were clothed in the righteousness of Christ, and that's how they were able to live a righteous life. And these women were not perfect, but man, their heart was set on Jesus, and they were following Him. I can't tell you, every day when I was a little boy growing up, my mama took me to Jesus, either in prayer or by the way she was living or the things that she was saying. Amen? Amen. And so the unsung hero in your family is probably a Spirit-filled woman. Everybody with me? All right, let's look at this second truth. A Spirit-filled woman not only has the blessing of salvation, she has a burden to shoulder. Look at verse 7. But they had no child. But they had no child. Because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. Now, back in those days, if you didn't have children, and especially a son, to carry on your family name and to inherit the family fortunes, you were in a mess and you were looked down upon. You were kind of like a second-class citizen. And so this was her burden. This was her burden. And she, according to verse 13, she and her husband Zacharias had been praying about this for many years. And you know, as I look around the congregation this morning, a lot of you girls have a burden. I don't know what that burden is. Maybe it's a wayward child. Maybe it's a cell phone that goes off in the middle of a service. Maybe it's a financial need. Maybe you're single. And you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. I don't know what exactly your burden is, but Jesus is big enough to handle any and every burden. He is the burden bearer. And he can. But did y'all know this? Listen to this. Here's what I found out in my research and study. Over 1 million plus women will wind up having to go to the emergency room because some man has beat them up. Let me tell you, God doesn't expect you to hang in and get beat up all the time.
Amen.
Come on. And let me say this. You single ladies, it can get worse. You can be married to the wrong person. Hello? And so you single girls, listen to this wisdom. I'm going to give you some great wisdom right now. Here it is. Are you ready? That's a question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The best husbands, if you're looking around and you're, you know, you'd like to have a good husband, the best husbands are not necessarily the all-star athletes or the brilliant businessmen or the guys with the magnetic personalities, or especially the ones with those Hollywood good looks. The best husbands are those men who are sold out to Jesus, Spirit-filled, following after God. Not just say, oh yeah, I'm a Christian. Don't take that word from anybody. There's a difference between somebody saying I'm a believer and looking like and acting like a believer. And so the best husbands, girls, listen, I could tell you numerous stories. Girls, you can't change anybody but yourself. Don't marry him thinking, oh, I'll change him. No, you're not going to change him. Only God can change somebody's heart. Amen?
Amen.
So when you're looking around, yeah, go ahead and give God praise. And by the way, girls, if you've got a godly husband, give him a kiss on the cheek today and say thank you. Because they're not as prevalent as they once were. Amen. I thought surely I'd hear an amen. Okay. So, from evidently, y'all, she had a burden. She didn't have any kids. And so, you know what Elizabeth did with that burden? She took it to the Lord. Look at verse 13. But the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. And you'll call his name John. Take your burden to the burden bearer. Now, sometimes God does not always immediately answer our prayers. Amen? And here, they'd been praying for years. And I agree with F.B. Meyer. Sometimes the tragedy is not necessarily unanswered prayer, it's unoffered prayer. You just keep praying. Stay with the stuff. Keep on praying. Because the burden bearer is able to meet every single need we have.
Amen.
And that's what she did. She just kept saying, Lord, help me here. I need a son. And whatever it is your need, cry out to God. He already knows. But he's waiting on your dependence. And don't you quit praying. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. I don't know what your burden is today. Maybe it's a... My mama prayed for me for years, that God would restore the years the locust had eaten in my life for 5 years. And I want to tell you, God answered her prayers. Thank God for a praying woman. Amen. I don't know what your burden is, but God can meet that burden. He can meet that need. Oh, hallelujah. And so, whatever the burden that you have to shoulder is, give it to him. He can handle it. I heard something yesterday. This just now hit me. I hear this all the time. Well, God will never put more on you than you can stand. That is a lie. God will put more on you than you can stand. But hallelujah, He'll not put more on you than He can stand. And so that's a good word right there. Hallelujah for the burden bearer, the Lord Jesus Christ. There's one final thing I want to say, and here it is, girls. Guys, let me speak to the guys first. Guys, do you know what your wife's or your daughter or your granddaughter, do you know what their number one need is? Is security. Security. That's it. Now, there's some other needs there too. But they need to feel secure. And Elizabeth was a spirit-filled woman. And she had a belief in security because her security rested in her relationship with Christ. Hallelujah. Watch this. Before we go to verse 37, I want you to see that. Look down at verse 24 when the Lord answered her prayer. Now, after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, "Thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." God heard her prayer. He answered her prayer. She got pregnant and gave birth to a boy named John the Baptist. And what a boy John was. Yeah. Hallelujah. And then the first thing she did, she was so grateful. She was so thankful. She goes to her prayer closet for 5 months and deepens her relationship with Christ. I should say with God. Is anybody hearing that? The greatest women I know are spirit-filled women who have an awesome devotional life. Girls, the best thing you can do for your family is to develop and deepen your relationship with Christ. That's it. The best thing you can do for your kids is to develop and deepen your relationship with Christ. The best thing you can do for your family is to develop that devotional life with Christ. Get close to Him. That's the best thing you can do. And by the way, can I just say this? Your husband isn't going to be able to meet that need of security ultimately in your life. Your kids aren't going to give you what you need there. That only comes from Jesus. And He will give you that peace that passes all understanding. He'll give you that security that you need. He'll give you that love and that compassion. Are y'all with me this morning? Oh, yes, sir. Man, the Bible is so true, isn't it? Yes, sir. Now watch this. Jump over. We're talking about security. Look at verse 37. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Amen. Nothing will be impossible. She believed. Elizabeth believed in the impossible. She's an old lady, and yet God touched her womb. And by the way, God needed to touch another woman's womb. Her name was what? Amen. And so she's waiting during that time, and God was working behind the scenes, and He's working behind the scenes. But let me just tell you again, afresh and anew, there's nothing too hard for God. He can do anything. I said anything. There's nothing that's impossible with the Lord. She believed that with all of her heart. You see, Elizabeth had gotten to this point where, you know, God, you are my source. You are my strength. You're my safety. You're my satisfaction. You're my security. Oh, I love that old David Crowder song. All my hope is in Jesus. Yeah. We need to break that one out, Brother Andrew, sometime. I like that song. Yeah. because all our hope is in Jesus. She believed in the Lord God, and God flooded her soul with this sense of security. Now look at verse 45. Blessed is she who believed, for there will be fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. Little did she know, well, she knew, because the angel told her, you're going to have a son who's going to prepare people's hearts for the coming of the Messiah, John the Baptist. I can't wait to sit down up in heaven with John and steal a few of those sermons. John the Baptist, great preacher. Jesus said, of those born among women, there's none greater than John. And who was his mama? Girls, you never know what God's going to do. Security. This movie that I saw, I don't know how many kids there were in this family. There was a bunch of them. Six. But every one of those kids today are rising up and giving testimony to who the unsung hero in their family was during some really tough days. And it was their mama. Go see the movie. I'm not going to tell you who it was. And if you know who it was, don't spoil it for somebody else. I believe in what Proverbs 31:28 says. If you are a spirit-filled woman, Proverbs 31:28 says that your family will rise up one day and call you blessed. I told y'all a few weeks ago, we were in a children's building program down in Waynesboro, and we were building a state-of-the-art children's building for our kids. And we needed to raise a whole lot of money. And one of the things, we had two kids in college during those days, so we didn't have a lot of extra income, extra expendable money, right? And so I told you all what we did. We gave the Lord our Dodge truck and drove one vehicle for a little while. And Diana went to the studio over in Lawrenceburg and cut a CD. And here it is. And it's got some spirit-filled singing on it. And it blessed me. And you know what? We asked people to pay $10 and they got one of Diana's CDs. And she gave all $12,000 to the building fund. And she wakes up in the mornings. It blesses me. And I go out to the sunroom. She loves our sunroom. And she's out there reading her Bible and praying every morning. And Isaac, I know you don't have a CD player. But one of these days, you're going to rise up and call your mama blessed. Now, you get somebody to transfer this to a flash drive, and you'll always have that. Who's the unsung hero in your family? I'll bet you it's a spirit-filled woman. Father, this is your time, not ours, not mine. This is your time. And I know deep down in my spirit today, there's some men and there's some women that need a touch from you. And there's no way they can live the Christian life without being filled by the Spirit of God. And so I pray, Father, that each person here that's born of the Spirit would be filled by the Spirit. And that comes through surrender, submission, yieldedness to your will, your way, and your word. That's not an ugly word, Father. Doesn't have anything to do with slavery or losing your freedom or being a doormat or being inferior to anybody. It's just the way you do things. And so, God, help us to submit first and foremost to you. And I believe there's men and women all, and probably some young men and young ladies, and they need to hit this altar today for prayer. Whatever it is that they need to bring that burden to Jesus. And by all means, Father, if there's someone here that needs to be born of the Spirit, that needs to be saved, that needs to be born again, don't let them leave here without them giving their lives to Jesus Christ. If you're here today, the plan of salvation is simply this. Lord, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. I've broken your commandments. And my sin has separated me from you. But I know Jesus came and lived a perfect life and died for all my sin. Paid the price, took the punishment that I should have had, and bore the burden of my sin. And I believe that Jesus is alive today. And right now, as best I understand it, I ask you to forgive me. Come into my heart and life and save me. Fill me with your Spirit and use me for your glory so that one day my family will rise up and call me blessed. Oh, I pray it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. This is your time of response. Not going to browbeat anybody. Not going to beg you. Not going to plead with you. This is your time. God has spoken to us today. The altar's open. Whatever your need is, you bring it to the Lord Jesus. Let's all stand. What are we going to sing, Brother Andrew?
Lord, I need you.
Lord, I need you. That's a good one.
This is Pastor Cal again. I hope you enjoyed the message. If you'd like to talk to me or another pastor about some issue that you may have, a question you might have, you're free to call 931-332-6288.